The Kinilach, the Rambam was a great tzaddik, and he wrote a svarim, he wrote special svarim, especially the Mishnah Torah, that when Jews learned this tremendous great work of Torah, they said, the Rambam is a great tzaddik and a halakha person, and he knows so much Torah, and it's wonderful. And they learned the Mishnah Torah. But all of a sudden, a certain sefer came out, and certain people, certain big rabbis started learning this sefer, and instead of a big smile on their face, there was a big frown, and they got upset. They said, what? What kind of a sefer is this? This is not the regular kind of sefer we're used to. This is different. Who wrote this? Somebody told us it was the Rambam. It couldn't be the Rambam. This is not the regular kind of a sefer that we're used to. This is different. And they opened up on the front page. They saw Reb Moshe ben Maimon, the Rambam. Yes? If this is the Rambam who wrote this, something must be wrong. Now, Kinilach, what was this? Just to make things simple, I'll explain it this way. There were certain people in that time that were having a certain problem. And the Rambam was worried about those people. If they wouldn't have a special kind of a sefer, it would be very not good for them. Just like a doctor, what does a doctor do? A doctor takes care of sick people. What does a doctor give sick people? Medicine. Now, if a sick person takes a medicine, is it going to help him? Yes. Now, what if a healthy person who has nothing wrong takes that same medicine? Is that going to help him?
It's going to make him sick.
It's going to make him sick. If you're okay and you feel fine, chas v'shalom, never take medicine. Because if you take the medicine, it can make you sick. But if there's a sick person that needs the medicine, and he has that medicine, it's going to make him well. Because he needs that medicine. The same thing in that time. There were certain people in their neshamis that were having certain problems, just like they were sick. And the Rambam saw that the regular way and the regular kind of sfarim were not helping these people. And they were getting worse and worse. So the Rambam was not only a doctor for people's bodies, he was a doctor for people's neshamis. And he wrote a special sefer, and he said, the people that are having these problems and they are not well in their ruchnius, in their neshamis, and if they are going to learn this sefer, it's going to help them like a big medicine. But it's not necessarily for everyone, because it's a very special sefer, just like medicine is special and not necessarily for everybody in the same way. But, Kinilach, these rabbis, some of these rabbis, did not understand exactly what it was all about. And they said, this book is not good. If people learn this book, it's not going to be good. And if the Rambam is the one that wrote this, something has gone fishy with the Rambam. Something is not right. The Rambam wrote a special sefer to help certain people with a special problem. So the Rambam only meant well. But sometimes a person does something different, and instead of people finding out what it is, they right away say, it's no good! It's no good! That person's no good! What should they do? They should find out, what's going on over here? This person who we know is a good man, why is he doing this? Let's find out. Instead of, oh, he's doing something I'm not used to. He's different. No good, no good. And they go around telling people, you know who is so-and-so? He's no good. You know why? This and this and that. Did they find out what's going on? No. Shh. The Torah says you have to, first of all, if you don't know exactly what's going on, you have to judge a person in a good way. You have to dan lechav schus if you don't know exactly what's going on. And if you're worried about what's going on, find out before you start going and telling people what you think. It could be completely wrong. Now, a certain place made a meeting of all the big rabbanim and big rabbis, and they were talking all kinds of ways against the Rambam. But at least, Baruch Hashem, they decided, before we judge the Rambam completely wrong and chas v'shalom make up our minds against him, let's send a shliach, let's send somebody to go and see what's going on really. Okay, so these Rabbanim, they sent now, they chose a Reb Meir and his servant, his helper, and they sent them to Spain, to Cordova, Spain, where the Rambam was living, to go and see exactly what's going on, but they went like spies. They're not going to go and tell the Rambam why they're there. They'll find out a sneaky, kind of a tricky way to spy, to see what the Rambam is really doing. Because if they really tell the Rambam why they're there, maybe he'll pretend to be good, because he wants to show them that they're good, that he's good. He might want to just show them, you know. So they're going to go in a secret way. They think a secret way to keep a secret from the Rambam. Shh. And so Reb Meir and his helper pack up stuff and food and all kinds of things and takes it for him and talis and tefillin. And they're traveling the long, long road to Spain. Close to Cordova, it was very warm, very hot, and they stopped by a river. And they had a delicious drink of water from the river, and they decided to rest up because they were very tired for the long trip. And when they crossed the river, and after they rest up and cross the river, they'll be in Cordova. It was close by. As they were resting by the side of the river, Reb Meir took out a sefer, and he started to learn for a while. And then they started getting ready to go, and Reb Meir packed up his things, but he, by accident, forgot his sefer on a rock. He had been leaning against a rock. When he put away his things that he had had, he forgot to put the sefer in his bag. And he left it there. And now they continue and they go on the road all the way to Cordova, which wasn't too far away from the river, and they find the house of the Rambam. And Reb Meir knocks on the door, and a servant comes to the door, a servant of the Rambam. And Reb Meir says, my name is Reb Meir, and I've come to see the Rambam. I would like to see the Rambam, please. Could you please tell the Rambam that Reb Meir is here to see him? I'm a rabbi. And the servant says, well, I'm sorry, but the Rambam is in the middle of a meal right now. And if you just wait a few minutes, he'll finish the meal and we'll arrange for you to see him. And Reb Meir smiles and he says to the servant, you know what? Go into the Rambam and tell him that Reb Meir is here to see him and that I know he's in the middle of a meal, and tell him I know that right now he's eating eggs. He's eating eggs. Now it seems that Reb Meir wants to impress the Rambam to show how a special man he is, that even though he's not inside the Rambam's house, and he cannot see what the Rambam is eating, and he didn't go into the kitchen to see, but somehow he has some kind of a sign that he knows the Rambam is in the middle of a meal, and he's eating eggs. Well, the story doesn't explain more about that, but it's an interesting thing. And other places that bring the same story don't even mention that, just certain places. So we'll tell you that because it's very interesting. And the servant goes in and he tells the Rambam that this Reb Meir is here to see him. And that Reb Meir knows that the Rambam is in the middle of a meal and that the Rambam is eating eggs. This is what he says to the Rambam. A minute later, the servant comes back to the door to Reb Meir. And the servant says, the Rambam says that I should give you a message. And I should tell you that the Rambam is happy that you're here. And soon he will be happy to see you. And you will be a very welcomed and invited guest. But the Rambam also says that by the river where you were a little while ago, where you were resting, you forgot your sefer. You forgot your sefer by the river. You left it on a rock. All of a sudden, Reb Meir gets very surprised. Wait, the Rambam knows that we were by a river. Well, he could probably, you know, figure that out. We came on the road by the river. So what's the big deal? How did he know that I was learning a sefer? And he says I left it on a rock. He looks at his bag. Well, where's my sefer? Hey, wait a minute. He says to his servant, where's that sefer I was learning? Where's that book? Well, didn't you put it in your bag? Didn't you pack it up? I didn't pack it up. I wasn't learning it. You were learning it. It was in your bag. Didn't you put it in? Of course I must have put it in. He looks through his bag. It's not there. He says, go by the river where we were before and look on the rock where we were resting. See if you find the sefer. Because Reb Meir didn't have it in his bag. The servant runs back to the place by the river that they were. And sure enough, you know what he found on the rock over there? What did he find? What did he find on the rock?
The sefer.
He found the sefer on the rock. Ooh. Reb Meir is very interested to meet the Rambam. He tells the Rambam that the Rambam's eating eggs. Who knows if he was or not. But the Rambam tells him right away, and of course they never met face to face, that he forgot his sefer by the river. And he did. Oh, Reb Meir's getting excited to meet the Rambam. Well, by the time the servant got back and he brought the sefer, the servant comes to the door and he says, the Rambam will be very happy to see you now. And he invites you also to eat a meal with him. We prepared you delicious food. And in fact, the Rambam, when he found out that you were here, he even stopped his meal because he wants you to join him for the meal. He just wanted to make sure you get your sefer back. And he would like you to come and join him to eat now. So please come in. The Rambam is happy to see you and invite you to meet you. And Reb Meir comes in and he meets the Rambam for the first time. And the Rambam has a big smile on his face. He's so friendly. Shalom Aleichem. I'm so glad that you're here to be my guest. Why don't you go and wash and have a delicious meal? I'm sure you must be hungry from your traveling. Nakinalach, the Rambam had a cover over his plate to keep his food warm because he had been waiting for Reb Meir to get his sefer. And they're going to serve Reb Meir his food. And they also brought it with a nice cover on it, so it's going to be nice and hot when he gets it. And of course, Reb Meir is very, very hungry from his travelings. And the servant is also sitting there by the table. And the Rambam takes off the cover of his food. And all of a sudden, Reb Meir sees, he gets scared. He thought the Rambam was eating eggs, right? The Rambam on his plate has what looks like, anyway, a human hand. On his plate is a hand. Now, to Reb Meir, it looks like the Rambam is about to eat a person's hand. On his plate is a hand. It's not an egg. It's not a piece of chicken. It's not a piece of fish. It's a hand with fingers, with a thumb. Ah. Reb Meir says to himself, or maybe he whispers to his servant, "Hey, the Rambam, look what he's eating. What does it look like to you? It's a hand. Oh, he must be a cannibal." You know what a cannibal is? What's a cannibal? Anybody knows what a cannibal is?
It's a scary kind of person.
A scary kind of a person. Well, what makes him scary? He wears a mask or something? A bird? No. A cannibal eats a certain kind of a food, and that makes him kind of scary, especially if he's in the same room as you, because he'd probably run away fast. What does a cannibal eat?
A bird.
Well, we eat also birds, and we're not cannibals. We eat chickens and turkeys and stuff like that, and even ducks. What does a cannibal eat?
People.
Cannibals eat people. That's right. There are such people in the world. I don't exactly know where, and I'm not exactly interested to find out, but there are such people, and instead of chicken for dinner or pizza or something, they have people for dinner. What's for dinner tonight, Mommy? Well, George or Larry or somebody like that. Oh, good. Yeah, George, he's good. Yeah. They eat people. Can you imagine eating people? Yuck. Well, cannibals think that's delicious. And it looks like on the Rambam's plate, he has a hand. So he must be a cannibal. That is what Reb Meir, anyway, sees with his eyes, and he's thinking now, are people kosher, by the way?
Yes.
Are there kosher people? Do you think people are kosher?
No.
No, people are not kosher. We are not kosher. As good as we are, even the most, even the greatest tzaddik, well, chas v'shalom. Anyway, people are not kosher. Shh. And Reb Meir thinks, kinalach, because this is what he sees with his eyes. The Rambam is eating a hand, and he is a cannibal. Oh, this is what everybody is talking about. The Rambam, something is wrong with him. He eats people. He eats a hand. And the servant of the Rambam says, and the Rambam says to Reb Meir, "Come. You could also eat. It's delicious." And the servant of the Rambam comes and takes off the cover of Reb Meir's plate. "Ah! Hey, he gave me a hand too. Ah, it's a hand on my plate. Ah, a hand." And the Rambam is busy eating his hand and the finger and the thumb. Oh, looks like the Rambam is enjoying that. And Reb Meir does not want to eat that hand. It's the same kind of hand on his plate that's on the Rambam's plate. "I don't think I'm hungry." The Rambam says, "Reb Meir, why don't you eat? It's delicious. You'll like it." "I'm not really hungry. I kind of lost my appetite somehow. I just don't think I could eat." The Rambam says to Reb Meir, "Well, you must be thirsty. After all, it's hot outside. Would you like a drink?" Okay, a drink is just fine. All of a sudden, the Rambam calls his servant by name. He says, "Patrus, please come here for a minute." Now, Patrus is such a name that in these days you would say Pat. Pat. It's almost like Patrus. Pat. Now, is this a Jewish name, Pat? Like George, you know, Larry, Sam, Craig, Freddie. Is Pat a Jewish name? A Pinchas would be a Jewish name. Or a Fivel. But Pat, well, this is Patrus is like saying Pat. So the Rambam says, "Pat, Patrus, please go down to the wine cellar and bring up our finest wine to give our guest, Reb Meir, a delicious drink of wine." Now, all of a sudden, kinalach, Reb Meir thinks to himself, "Pat, Patrus must be a goy. He must be not Jewish. Now, according to the Torah, according to Halacha, are there any things about wine being handled by people that are not Yidden? Is there anything about that, or is it okay? Anybody know any kind of halacha about wine? You know anything about that?
If a guy sees it, you can't drink it.
If what?
If a guy sees it, you can't.
Well, according to halacha, if the wine is not cooked, and in those days, the wine was not cooked, so it's not supposed to be poured by somebody who's not Jewish, who's a goy. This is called yain nesech. Nowadays, most of the wine is mevushel. If you see on the bottle, if it says mevushel, it's cooked. So it does not matter if it's a yid or not yid who handles the wine. But if it's not mevushel, then there are all kinds of dinim in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, if the wine is not mevushel, there's all kinds of dinim in Shulchan Aruch about yain nesech, not to be used by a yid. And all of a sudden, Pat is going to bring wine for Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, what? The Rambam is bringing me wine? Pat is going to give me wine? Oy, not only the Rambam is a cannibal and eats hands, but now he doesn't pay attention to Shulchan Aruch and about wine. Okay, tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we'll continue with a very interesting story. Of course, during lunchtime, it's certainly good, this story, isn't it? Okay, we go on with our story of the Rambam today at lunchtime. Those boys who really want to get into the story, we could take those nice big French fries. They look kind of like fingers, don't they? And if you don't have enough left, maybe you'll take one of the pickles and you'll put five together. What'll that look like if you put five of those French fries and arrange them together? What would it look like that we could really get into this story at lunchtime? What would it look like? Nobody's raising their hand. Nobody's raising their hand at this table. Let's go over to this table. What would it look like if you took five of your French fries and put them all together on your plate?
A hand.
It would look like a hand, wouldn't it? Well, the lunchroom got quiet because they're remembering yesterday what the Rambam was eating. A hand. Well, at least that to the eyes of Reb Meir, it looked like the Rambam was actually eating a real human person's hand on his plate. And Reb Meir says to himself and to the servant sitting next to him, this man is a cannibal. What is a cannibal? A man who eats five French fries at one time? What's a cannibal? What does a cannibal eat? Anybody knows? Raise your hand. Don't raise it near a cannibal because it might be a little bit, you know. What does a cannibal eat?
People.
People. If he's really hungry, he eats people. If he's not so hungry, he eats one person. Not a camel. A cannibal. Not a cannonball. All right. And after the whole hand episode, then the Rambam called his servant Patrus, and he says to Patrus, or we might say on these days, Pat, bring wine for our guest, the best wine from the basement. In those days, the wine was not cooked, and therefore, for somebody named Pat to bring the wine, it seems to Reb Meir, this would be Yayin Nesech, not the kind of wine at all that a Yid should drink. Because he thought to himself, Pat? Wait a minute, is that a Yiddish name? I understand Pesach, or Pinchas, or Fivel, or parrots. Okay. Patros. Pat brings up wine from the basement, and he pours wine into the glass of Reb Meir. And Reb Meir looks at the wine, and he looks up at Pat, and he does not want to drink the wine because he thinks that the Rambam has now put in front of him Yayin Nesech, wine that is not allowed for a Yid to drink. Shh. And he says, I don't think that I really am thirsty for wine. And the Rambam smiles and he says, how about some water? Okay. Well, Patros brings some water and he pours it for Reb Meir. So now Reb Meir did not eat and he didn't drink any wine except for water. And the Rambam says to Reb Meir, you must be very tired from your long trip. Why don't you have a nice, good sleep? We'll prepare for you a room. We've already prepared a room for you with a nice bed. Would you like to go to sleep now? You must be tired. And Reb Meir says, yes, I'm very tired. I would like very much to go to sleep. And he gets up from the table, and he's ready to go to his room. And the Rambam says, Patrus, our guest did not eat anything this evening. Tomorrow, I want to give him a very good meal. So, as soon as you show Reb Meir to his room, go to the barn and take the cow and kill the cow. So tomorrow he'll have a nice meal from the flesh, from the meat from the cow. And make sure that you don't forget to kill the cow. Now all of a sudden Reb Meir again gets very scared and upset. Wait a minute. How would a Yid say to somebody to prepare a cow to eat? He would say, shech the cow. He would find a sheichet, and he would ask the sheichet to shech the cow. Because a cow is not supposed to just be killed, it has to be shechted according to the laws of the Torah of Shechita, right? Very important laws of kashrus, of the meat, Shechita. Who shechts a cow? A sheichet. Does a sheichet have to be a yid? Or even a not yid could be a sheichet? What does a sheichet have to be?
A Jew. A Jew.
A sheichet. Shh. Okay. A sheichet has to be a Jew. If a goy takes even a shechita knife, and he does everything perfectly, it's still not a kosher shechita. Just like, what if a goy took a feather and ink and wrote a beautiful, perfect Sefer Torah or a mezuzah, every letter perfectly? Would it be a kosher Sefer Torah mezuzah? No. According to Din, certain things have to be done by a Yid. Patros, first of all, Pat, it seems to Reb Meir, is not a Yid. And then the Rambam says, kill the cow. He doesn't say, shech the cow. So Reb Meir imagines that Patrus is going to go kill a cow, and that's the meat that he's going to eat tomorrow from a killed cow. Oy vey. The Rambam does not keep any of the laws of kashrus. And now Reb Meir goes to his room, and even though he's very tired from his long trip, he cannot sleep. He's very nervous. He's very upset. Because it seems to him the Rambam has gone completely off the right Yiddish way. He's a cannibal. He eats human people. He will even drink Yayin Nesech. And he will eat flesh that's from a killed cow. Oy Gewalt. What has happened to the Rambam? And Reb Meir will have to leave and announce to all the Jewish people that the Rambam has gone off the right way. And that night, he could not sleep. He got up from his bed and he was walking back and forth. And he was thinking and he was upset and nervous. Until finally he decided, before he leaves and tells the whole world about the Rambam, He will go straight to the Rambam, straight to the Rambam himself, and he's going to ask him why he is doing this and what's going on. At least he'll give the Rambam a last chance to explain himself. All right, Kenalach. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem will go on. The question is everything according to the way Reb Meir sees with his eyes? Or maybe things are a little bit different. Maybe Reb Meir should not be going to the way he sees with his eyes. What does the Torah say? We should go according to how we see a thing with our eyes? Or we should find out what's really going on? Find out what's really going on. Maybe it's not like what it looks like to our eyes.